Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
Hey, it's Jack Post, and this is the final episode of Jackie Road Studios Season 1. Let's start with last week's song, the final song for the series. It's called The Protégé, inspired by my chat with Christian O'Connell. It's streaming everywhere now. All the songs are on all the streaming services. Just search Jack Post. This is The Protégé.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I'm gonna show you what it's like to be Jackie P. I'll give a backstage pass to this podcast and how I broadcast. It's a Jack Post masterclass, and you're first, not last, in line to learn the craft. I'm gonna teach you everything that I know. Are you ready to go?
I guess so.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right, cause, man, you just don't sound that enthusiastic about being my protégé.
Sorry, I've never been a protégé before.
Well, stop screwing around and write this down.
Sir, I didn't bring a notebook.
Look, that's okay, write it on the back of this napkin.
Sir, I didn't bring a pen.
Oh, for God's sake, can you just remember it then?
Okay, I'll see. How long will it be?
Oh, fuck me. Okay, stop. Just listen to me. You gotta walk like me. You gotta talk like me. You gotta learn to be just like me. It won't be easy.
Sir, my mum's here to pick me up.
What the fuck, man? You just rocked up. Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School. This is your lucky day. I was always meant to be your mentor, and you were meant to be my protégé. Okay, if you're leaving early today, let's meet after you finish school tomorrow.
My mum and I like to watch the Chase Australia after school, so I can't.
Don't you want to learn what I have to share?
Yeah, I don't really care. And what do you even do in radio anyway? Don't you just talk?
Oh, you can fucking talk, you little dork. You can take a walk with that attitude. I don't need you anyway. I don't need a protégé. And you ask me what I do. What the fuck do you do day to day?
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School.
Oh, welcome to the school.
This is your lucky day. Meant to be your mentor, and you were meant to be my protégé.
I don't think I really want to learn how to be Jack Post anymore.
Yeah, well, you probably weren't cut out for it anyway.
I think I might study TV production or something.
TV, huh?
So I could be like Andrew O'Keefe on the Chase Australia and like ask all the questions and stuff like that.
Well, truly, I just wanted to teach you how to be yourself.
Nah, you were trying to teach me how to be like you and talk on the radio and stuff. No one even listens to radio anymore.
No one listens to you, you little shit.
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School.
My mum doesn't want to drive me in anymore, it's too far.
Lucky day.
My dad said it's a waste of time because you don't know anything.
I was always meant to be your mentor, and you were meant to be my protégé.
Do you have Andrew O'Keefe's email address? I might email him.
You're probably just best off going through Channel 7.
Yeah? Do you have Channel 7's email address?
All right, it's info@7.com.au.
Oh, I don't have a pen. Remember from before in the song? Also, why are we singing? Is this part of the class?
Hey, this is Jack on the Jackie Road Studios podcast, and that song is called The Protégé. Before I get into how I made that song with guest vocalist Radio Mike playing the young protégé there, I want to thank everybody for joining me on the last episode of Jackie Road Studios Season 1. We made an album. I can't believe we have 12 songs. Many times I wanted to quit and pull the ripcord, but we actually made it despite a few bump in the road episodes to having 12 songs and a full complete album. The album is always streaming. As every song came out, I was putting it up on Spotify and the streaming services. Search Jack Post to find those, and you can find the Jackie Road Studios playlist on Spotify as well. But now, in a week's time or a couple of weeks' time, the songs are all going to get remastered and mixed up a little bit better, like just one last final polish on them all. They won't sound too different. It'll just be like a tuning up of all the songs. And then they'll all go back onto the streaming services as one big album rather than, at the moment, it's a series of 12 singles all looking like separate releases. So they'll all come back as one album. And there's some fresh album artwork, which you can see now. I'll put that on my Instagram account tonight, so you'll be able to see it. As soon as this podcast has landed in your ears, you'll be able to go to at Jack Post on Instagram, and I guess you can go to at Jackie Road Studios as well, the Instagram handle for the show that kind of didn't get used as much as I would have loved it to throughout the series. But the album artwork is immense. Michael Wilkinson is the artist who did the artwork for me. He was a fan of the show who wrote in and just said he loved one of the songs. And I noticed that at the bottom of his email signature, he was an artist, and I clicked through to his website and he has some great stuff on there. So I begged him to do an artwork. First, I just thought it would be an artwork for the back wall of Jackie Road Studios, which is getting printed, but it also will be the album artwork. But yeah, I'm getting it printed up as big as I can. A shout out to Josh Yates at Smart Color Signs. He's going to print off the artwork as big as his printer can print it. Josh also did the stickers for Jackie Road Studios as well. So big thanks to Josh at Smart Color Studios. If you want any printing or stickers, tell him that Jackie Road Studios sent you. I don't know if he's doing a discount for that, but just tell him. they're based in WA, but he ships all over Australia. And his stuff is great. He just actually made a bunch of stickers for the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show as well. So thank you to Josh. And thank you to Michael Wilkinson. Man, I love the artwork so much. I can't wait for the print to come and hang in Jackie Road Studios proper, and for people to see it online. And you know, in a couple of weeks when the album is pushed out to the streaming services, the album artwork will be updated as well. It brings me to a sadder bit of news though, guys. The vinyl, which I investigated over the last week, is just not really looking achievable. To get vinyl pressed with your own music and print it up is way more expensive than what it was to get the release the sound CDs made. When I was thinking that I'll do this, I was going off CD making prices, not vinyl making prices. If you include like getting it, you have to get it properly mastered for vinyl, all the songs. Then after you get it printed and you get a test pressing done to make sure there's no mistakes, and you know, I put it up on Shopify and we put shipping on it, it was honestly coming out to $45 to $50 per individual vinyl. And that's without making a profit. That's if I sold all copies of the vinyl, which there is absolutely no promise I would do. So I just felt a little bit reckless in these young stages of my fledgling music career to get the vinyls printed at this stage. And I'm sorry if that has bummed anybody out who really had their heart set on the vinyl. I did too, even though I don't have a vinyl player. I just love the idea of having it. But now I'm going to have the big old artwork in my room. So it doesn't really matter. We can listen to the songs, guys. Everyone's got the internet. Go and get, they're free on YouTube if you don't even have the streaming services. Search Jack Post, search Jackie Road Studios. That's how you find the music. Let's get into How I Made the Protégé.
How did he make it? How did he make it? How did he make it? Oh, he's gonna tell you.
Okay, this is the song called The Protégé. It will be the last song ever coming out of Jackie Road Studios Season 1. More songs to come, perhaps, in Phase 2 of the podcast, we hope. But for the completion of the album in Season 1, this will be the last entry to the album. the protege. Thank you to Radio Mike. Radio Mike, who was the first guest ever in Jackie Road Studios. He's also the co-bandmate in my band Release the Sounds, but Radio Mike is the second vocalist on this song. So I don't have much to show you in terms of what came out of voice notes where I usually write all the songs, because I didn't nut this one out. I don't think that's a term you use. I don't think that's a term you use in songwriting. I didn't scratch this one out. What is it? I didn't work this one out on acoustic guitar or piano before bringing it in into the digital audio workspace. I wrote it all in here, so straight into Logic. The only thing I had in voice notes was this bass part that I made a couple of months ago, actually. So that is an idea that I had just written down with the bass guitar running through Logic, but recording straight into voice notes, and something that I thought, I actually didn't know what it would become, but I simply added, and this wasn't this week, I added these drums in there. I mean, and I thought this sounded really great, and I just parked it away for another day. That was a couple of months ago that I'd made that, which is simply just a bass part laid on top of the drums, which is a drum loop coming out of Logic. But I went into the drums and try to match them up a little bit more with the bass part. So, for example, this bit of the bass. That do-do-do-do-do. I made the kick drum line up with each of those notes. Do-do-do-do-do. So if you listen to just the kick drum. Boop, 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 boop. Lines up with all those notes. So I had made that already. The drum part and the bass part. The bass part, just to make it not so low. This is the low bass part on your own, on its own, sorry. And if you're listening, say, on an iPhone speaker, you won't hear that very well because it's very low. You'll hear it through headphones. So I doubled up the bass, not played it again, just literally copy and paste it, and then put it up an octave and put it the volume lower down in the mix to get this. Which sounds a little bit metallic because it's digitally made to go an octave higher, but when you've got it all together, it masks it well. And I did that because I thought that that would cut through to the iPhone speaker a little bit more than just the low bass, because there isn't any other instrumentation for most of the song except for that bass part and the drums. But I knew it had a great vibe, so I put it to the side and found it again when I was trying to find inspiration for this song, because I was really struggling with this song. I feel like I'm on repeat here from every week, but I was basking in the glory of this being the last ever song that I had to produce for season one of Jackie Road Studios, so much so that I almost forgot to write the song. So on Saturday, before the deadline of that midnight Sunday release, I started to panic like I do every week, but this week for sure, because for some reason I already put my feet up as if the series was done and dusted, and I was proud of myself, patting myself on the back before realizing that you actually have to do the last song. You can't just celebrate that it's the last song. So armed with this, and the idea of the protege, I went about writing the song, The Protege, which is very meta and very inward and about myself, but I can only write what comes to me, guys. I can't. If it's a song about me, it's a song about me. This is the first verse.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I'm gonna show you what it's like to be Jackie P. I'll give a backstage pass to this podcast and how I broadcast. It's a Jack Post masterclass, and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm gonna teach you everything that I know. Are you ready to go?
I guess so.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right, because, cool, I'll pause it there. Super happy with that first verse. Just where the rhymes and where they're lining up is not super straightforward, so it comes across a little bit tricky. I love the rhythm of it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I'm going to show you what it's like to be Jackie P. I'll give a backstage pass to this podcast and how I broadcast. It's a Jack Post masterclass, and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm going to teach you everything that I know.
Cool, I love that verse, this part in particular.
And how I broadcast. It's a Jack Post masterclass, and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm going to teach you.
I mean, I talk about the concept I made up myself when I'm trying to write these rap style songs, but like a rhyme sandwich where you got rhymes on the inside and a different rhyme on the outside. But how I broadcast, Jack Post masterclass, rhyming with learn the craft. And then on the inside of that, you got the, there's so much going on in this sandwich. Let me play it again.
And how I broadcast. It's a Jack Post masterclass, and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm going to teach you everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it's an odd sandwich. You got stuff coming on the outside, the buns in the middle, but broadcast, masterclass, first, not last, and learn the craft. And then you got first, not last, in line to learn the craft. I'm. So the line and arm is meant to rhyme as well. There's a lot going on in there, but it just flows so well.
Masterclass, and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm going to teach you everything that I know. Are you ready to go?
And I think I'm going to turn off the music there. I think I'm running out of breath by the time I get to are you ready to go?
Us and you're first, not last in line to learn the craft. I'm going to teach you everything that I know. Are you ready to go?
I'm going to teach you everything that I know. I'm running out of air there because I did try to do that all in one take.
Ready to go?
I guess so.
So that's Radio Mike there.
I guess so.
Radio Mike, if you've listened to his podcast called 20th Century Boy, he sometimes has this character called Intern Mike come in, which is him playing himself as a 14-year-old, and he talks to himself as a 14-year-old, and that is pretty much this voice.
Ready to go?
I guess so.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right. And when I was trying to think of somebody, a young protege who wouldn't want me as a mentor, I thought of Mike's character of Intern Mike, and I thought that would be a perfect fit, a character like that feature in the song.
Right, because, man, you just don't sound that enthusiastic about being my protege.
I'm sorry, I've never been a protege before.
Well, stop screwing around and write this down.
Cool, so just how do I differentiated those bits with the talking is just simply bringing the drums out and bringing a little bit of thickness out of the bass. So if as we lead into that talking bit.
Are you ready to go?
I guess so.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right, because, man, you just don't sound.
So the drums are gone and the bass is thinner.
Sound that enthusiastic about being my protege.
I'm sorry, I've never been a protege before.
Well, stop screwing around and write this down.
And cool, and back into like the sing-song part, and the drums are back and the bass is full again.
Screwing around and write this down.
Sir, I didn't bring a notebook.
Look, that's okay, write it on the back of this napkin.
Sir, I didn't bring a pen.
So this bit is, I guess it's not, like Mike is talking in it, my character's trying to sing and Mike's talking in it, but I'm trying to make it rhyme a little bit as well.
That's okay, write it on the back of this napkin.
Sir, I didn't bring a pen.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you just remember it then?
Okay, I'll see. How long will it be?
See, even though he's talking, you know, pen is rhyming. Okay, I'll see. How long will it be? And then even, so our responses are playing off each other a little bit, even though it's not directly singing and rhyming.
Remember it then?
Okay, I'll see. How long will it be?
Oh, fuck me. Okay, stop.
Just listen to me. You gotta walk like me. You gotta talk like me. You gotta... All right, there is a musical term for what that is. I can't remember what it is. It's like, musical painting. It's not that, but where when somebody talks about what's going on, the music is copying it. The famous example is Leonard Cohen in the song Hallelujah, when he says, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. He's actually talking about the chords that are playing there, which is a fourth, a fifth, a minor chord, and back to the major chord again. That's called something like musical painting. Here is my version of it, where I say stop and the music stops.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, stop. Just listen to me. You gotta walk like me.
And then when we come back in after the stop, we've got a different drum beat that's more subtle.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, stop. Just listen to me. You gotta walk like me. You gotta talk like me. You gotta learn to be just like me. It won't be easy.
Sir, my mum's here to pick me up.
What the fuck, man? You just rocked up.
Cool, and just before the end of that verse, again, just to highlight that spot, the drums this time keep going a little bit on the hi-hat, but the bass stops just before the last line.
Sir, my mum's here to pick me up.
What the fuck, man? You just rocked up.
Cool, and back in, the bass comes in full, the drums are there, and then this little melodic line. I wanted it to sound like it was a sample from an old record, so I've actually got this vinyl scratchy sound in there. I don't know how well you can hear that, but if you've got headphones, you should be able to hear that vinyl scratchy sound. And then this is just done on a synth through the MIDI keyboard. But I wanted it to sound like it came off some old-timey record and that I'd sampled it in.
The fuck, man? You just rocked up. Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Men.
Cool, and we get into the chorus. I'll point out a few things in here to listen out for. Mike is doing all the backing vocals here, which sound like this.
Welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School. This is your lucky day.
And then I've doubled up the two lead lines, which sound like this.
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School. This is your lucky day.
And I've talked about the doubling up before on the podcast. It just makes it sound thicker and bigger to sing the exact same vocal twice and not just copy and paste it, but actually sing it twice. And the little bits of variation in the delivery give it a bit of fullness.
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School. This is your lucky day. I was always meant to be your mentor, and you were meant to be my protege.
Okay, if you're leaving early today, let's meet up. Cool, so we've got, as we come out of that verse, we go to another talking part. We've got the old style flutey thing again. It's just sitting lower in the mix now because we're talking over the top of it.
Okay, if you're leaving early today, let's meet after you finish school tomorrow.
My mum and I like to watch The Chase Australia after school, so I can't.
Okay, that line in there where Mike says he's got to watch The Chase Australia is inspired by a real excuse Mike gave me for hanging out once, that he was he was watching The Chase Australia with his mum and dad.
Okay, if you're leaving early today, let's meet after you finish school tomorrow.
My mum and I like to watch The Chase Australia after school, so I can't.
Don't you want to learn what I have?
Cool, and then the drums change again, indicating that we're moving into a new singing song part of the song. Even though the drums are different, but I just wanted to differentiate again the talking parts and then when we go into the sing-songy bits. You might recognise these drums actually here that... under this part. I mean, if you do, it's amazing. But I used them in the Simpsons song when I was trying to get a sound inspired by Bart playing Happy Birthday Lisa on the bottom of his trash can. So that is, you know, when Green Day wrote American Idiot, and it was a rock opera and parts of some songs were coming back in other parts of songs. You know, that's my version of this. I've used the Egyptian Nile drums again for the second time in the album.
Don't you want to learn what I have to share?
Yeah, I don't really care. And what do you even do in radio anyway?
Again, this is not a perfect rhyming back and forth, but there is a bit of rhyming here and there, splattered there. It's like trying to have a conversation with a little bit of rhyme in it.
Don't you want to learn what I have to share?
Yeah, I don't really care. And what do you even do in radio anyway? Don't you just talk?
Oh, you can fucking talk, you little dork. You can take a walk with that attitude. I don't need you anyway. I don't need a protege. And you ask me what I do. What the fuck do you do day to day?
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post.
Cool. Into the second chorus. A little bit aggressive to my protege there. Something new to listen out for in the second chorus is these backup vocals by Mike. And I mean, Mike is doing the little kid voice and the backup vocals, but they're meant to be two different characters, obviously.
Oh, welcome to the school. Yes, your lucky day. Yeah, you were meant to be my protege.
Mike, for people who don't know, was on a scholarship for his high school in the choir. That's how good his beautiful singing is, and he did that all in one take.
Yeah,
welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School.
Oh, welcome to the school.
This is your lucky day.
Yes, your lucky day.
'Cause I was always meant to be your mentor and you.
Yeah,
were meant
you.
So how I've constructed that chorus, I've taken the bass line that runs throughout the song from an old voice note where I actually didn't even play the bass line again. I took what was recorded in that voice note and just pulled it into Logic. So when constructing the chorus, I needed to make a new bass line. And instead of getting the bass out, I've made this with the synth. That's called deep wave bass, and I paired it with the electric piano. That's just playing major chords. It's simply C, G, A major. So into what is, I guess, the third verse, but again, it's more just back and forth talking rather than sing-song.
I don't think I really want to learn how to be Jack Post anymore.
Yeah, well, you probably weren't cut out for it anyway.
I think I might study TV production or something.
TV, huh?
So I could be like Andrew O'Keefe on The Chase Australia and like ask all the questions and stuff like that.
That was Mike's input to the song. I had him, the kid wanting to be a marine biologist instead, but Mike's idea was to bring back the Andrew O'Keefe and the Chase Australia reference.
Anyway,
I think I might study TV production or something.
TV, huh?
So I could be like Andrew O'Keefe on the Chase Australia and like ask all the questions and stuff like that.
Well, truly, I just wanted to teach you how to be yourself.
And then this was Bianca's idea when I was first writing the song and trying to get to a third part of it. It was Bianca's idea for me to say, you know, I'm not trying to teach you to be like me. I'm just trying to teach you how to be yourself. And then the kid going, no, you're trying to teach me how to be like you.
Well, truly, I just wanted to teach you how to be yourself.
Nah, you were trying to teach me how to be like you and talk on the radio and stuff. No one even listens to radio anymore.
No one listens to you, you little shit.
Yeah, welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School.
My mum doesn't want to drive me in it.
Cool, so as we go into the last chorus, I'll just point out a few things. We've got this new addition, which is the lead synth line. Just made with the MIDI keyboard using a couple of different synths. One is called Sweeping Lead. One is called Super Saw Lead. When I choose the synths in Logic, I hardly ever play with them and, you know, mess around with them. There's so much you can do. I feel like sometimes the options for synths is kind of endless and you could keep toying with it for ages. So I like being strict on myself and literally just choosing one and go, all right, that's the one I'm playing with. So there's two here. There's one on the right-hand side only. And then the one on the left-hand side sounds like this. They're playing the same thing. And they beef up the final chorus, and Mike, this time, for the first time, the child is speaking during the choruses too.
Welcome to the Jack Post Mentor School.
My mum doesn't want to drive me in it.
This is your lucky day.
My dad said it's a waste of time because you don't know anything.
I was always meant to.
So Mike made both those lines up himself, just improv them.
My mum doesn't want to drive me in anymore. It's too far. And my dad said it's a waste of time because you don't know anything.
Was always meant to be your mentor, and you were meant to be my protege.
Do you have Andrew O'Keefe's email address? I might email him.
You're probably just best off going through Channel 7.
Yeah? Do you have Channel 7's email address?
All right, it's info at 7.com.au.
Oh, I don't have a pen. Remember from before in the song? Also, why are we singing? Is this part of the class?
So that was Mike and I playing off, riffing off each other as we just did the outro. There was room to speak. I wanted him to essentially say one thing, but we kept coming up with ideas with the email and then right to Channel 7, then Channel 7's email, and then that is Mike's idea right on the end there.
Also, why are we singing? Is this part of the class?
And that is The Protégé. It's one of those songs that musically it was kind of easy to make. Well, I already made the music months ago and put it in safekeeping until I wanted to do another rap-type song. And the idea of having my own protégé, especially one who didn't want to be my protégé, lent itself to something that was more wordy and had a lot of lyrics like this. So a lot of the effort and the time in a song like this goes into constructing the lyrics. So I hope you liked it. I'm super proud of it. It's probably, it's close to probably my favorite song throughout the whole series. I really loved the last two songs. Thanks for tuning in. And this one, The Protégé. And thanks so much for everybody's feedback as well, because it turns out that people love this song. Oh, and then thanks as well to Nick Sweetman. The song had a final bit of tweaking by Nick in, like, I guess a mastering and mixing way before I put it up to Spotify. The one we just heard now is the one that I put on the end of the podcast, and then Nick even tweaked it and tuned it up a little bit, made it a bit more special for Spotify. Nick is a listener of the show. He actually helped. I hope I gave him a shout out for My New Voice. He helped collate the group vocals that we did on the back end of My New Voice, and then he helped to mix this song as well. So thank you to Nick. And the song is on Spotify if you want to hear it and try and pick up the subtle differences, but it does sound just bigger and fuller and nicer in the Spotify version rather than the version that I put up at 10 p.m. on the Sunday night before the podcast was released, that I had to just press go on it because I was running out of time. Spotify, search Jack Post if you want. You can do that on any of the streaming services, but Spotify, even if you search for Jackie Road Studios, you can find the playlist there, and I add all the songs to the playlist so that you can listen to them back to front. All right, to draw the famous Yamaha raffle, I mean, I'm looking at the guitar right now. It's ready to go. Joining me in Jackie Road Studios is my beautiful wife, Bianca.
Hello.
You don't have to go into presenter mode. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited to see who gets it.
Okay, to prove that we have, what do I've got? I've got a big hat full of raffle tickets.
Yep, that's right.
Can you pick just a few names out of the hat to prove these aren't winners, just to prove that there's everybody's different names in there?
Johnny? Manuas?
Can I have a look? Oh, sorry, that's my handwriting.
Yeah.
Jonty Manuel.
Oh, Jonty. Sorry, the N.
These are people, don't, if you're listening to the podcast and these are your names, you don't do not kick and scream. No, you can go, they go back into the hat.
Oh, right? Yes. Yeah. Adam Heath.
Adam is a legend of the show. He provided guitar for one of the songs.
Oh, Dane Howard.
Yep.
Legend of the show.
Everybody's a legend of the show.
Yeah.
No, Dane was a legend as well.
Megan McIntyre, or maybe Megan, I don't know.
So these are examples of people whose name might get read out.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, everyone can go back in. The raffle is officially about to be drawn. Do you promise and swear on your heart that you will use your intuition to choose the most deserving person for the RS720B Yamaha World's Fastest Guitar?
I do.
Good luck, everybody, and thank you to everybody who communicated with the show over the last 6 months. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. Oh, yes, get the sound effect of the hat.
Is it coming out?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, you got to mix them up real good.
All right, the suspense is killing me.
Okay. Oh, whoops.
What?
Right or left? I accidentally took out two.
Oh, okay, right.
This is the one?
Yep, okay.
So I'll read it out. Matt Cross!
Oh, that's actually awesome because he's been such a legend for the show. That's awesome. He's been such a good contributor to the show. From day one, he was writing emails. He added guest vocals new voice.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he won. Awesome. We'll pause.
Yay!
We'll pause here. Hopefully, the next time you hear my voice, I've got Matt's phone number and we're calling him.
Yeah.
Bianca Kufia, thank you, very professional, for coming on to Jackie Road Studios.
Thank you for having me.
And I've got to say, thank you for all your off-air support of the podcast as well. You've been a great support of mine and you've been a great suggestion for things to put in the songs.
Yes. I like... To
why so formal?
I don't know. This mic setup is crazy. I would love to take that credit.
You can.
For the song ideas and brainstorming.
Well, you can't have all the credit. I mean, no, I wrote most of it.
For the ideas and brainstorming.
Yeah, I mean, I did the heavy lifting, but
you didn't.
You chipped in here and there is what I'm saying.
No, and I booked
for.
In time for it.
Booked in time
Made
for
Made you
it.
Be there.
Made me be where I did it from home. No, you actually have been a great support. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. I'm about to call Matt Cross, who actually had several raffle tickets in the draw. There was no limit to how many raffle tickets you could earn for the competition. He had several emails read out on the show. Well, I can't remember how many emails he had. He at least had one or two emails read out in the show, but he also contributed backing vocals to one of the songs, and he made our outro music for the making of episode, of which I think I gave him 3 raffle tickets just for doing that. So he's very deserved winner of the world's fastest guitar, the RS720B. Now, I'm going to call Matt and pretend that he hasn't won, but because he's been such a great contributor of the show, he can choose the final winner. So I'll say I have it down to 10 names. He can pick a number out of 1 to 10, and that will dictate who wins the world's fastest guitar. And then I'll tell him, hey, those numbers, boy, are irrelevant. You won that guitar. And then... I've got the guitar here. Forgot. I plugged it all in. That's this is the Yamaha. how fast it is. And that's, I'm a slow guitarist, so you can imagine how fast this guitar is. Let's give him a call now under the pretense that he is choosing the winner of the guitar.
Hello, Matt speaking.
Hey, Matt, how you going? It's Jack calling from the pod.
Oh, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Hey, I'll just let you know, this is not the call for the Yamaha, not to get your hopes up, because I know I just asked for your number.
Oh, sorry, man. I just realized who it was. Sorry,
dude. Yeah, it's from Jack from Jackie Road Studios. Don't you recognize the voice?
Yeah, I recognize it, man. Yeah. I could actually talk to you. I've been waiting all day because I've just cancelled a Foxtel subscription. They've been trying to call me all day, so when the number came through. So apologies for my underwhelmed response to you. But yeah, no, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Why'd you want to get off Foxtel?
Well, I think it was Foxtel. I got just a 30-day free trial, and I've just cancelled it because I think it was Tim Minchin's Upright series, and I just wanted to watch that. I think it was the only streaming thing that was on. But yeah, just got 30 days, smashed out the series, and yeah, that was it.
You've done it the right way. I always have the intention of cancelling the subscription after the free trial, and I always forget to do it, and it lapses under my credit card, and I go, oh, all right, well, I'll pay for this month, and then I'll cancel after that.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I wanted you to make it feel properly random. We've got my wife and I narrowed the pool down to 10 names for the Yamaha guitar. And I thought calling somebody who's been a great contributor for the show, it only makes sense that you pick a number at random, choosing the person who wins the Yamaha guitar.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'd love to. So you just need me to call out a number between 1 and 10.
Between 1 and 10, Matt, what number do you choose?
So much pressure. I mean, I don't know any of the raffle tickets and the names that go with it.
I can't tell you the names that go with it, or else, you know, you might recognize one.
No, of course not, but still the number affects the choice. It affects the person.
You will change somebody's life today with a guitar.
Let's go. Can I include 1 or 10?
You can include 1 or 10. Yeah, there's 10 names.
Yeah, got 10. Okay, let's go 10 because it seems like a faster number than all the others. So.
Yeah, it's the most rock and roll number. Turn it up to 10. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
With the choice of number 10, you have chosen... Well, the truth is the number is irrelevant because, Matt Cross, you won the Yamaha the whole damn time, boy!
Oh, man, you've got to be kidding me.
This is your guitar!
You're kidding.
Man, you won.
Wow. This is, I guess I didn't realize, but this is probably on the podcast as well.
Oh, this is recording for the pod tonight, man. It's 5:30. This pod will be released in 6 hours if you accept, or else I'll have to call the next person.
No, I accept that.
No, Matt, drum roll, please. Do you accept the Yamaha?
I've got a proposition to put past you.
Interesting.
It's a little bit of a curveball.
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm actually a bit nervous because a part of me wants to say, yes, I'll take the world's fastest guitar.
Yeah, well, you won it. I was joking when I said, do you accept? You already won. It's
yours,
man.
I know
I'm holding your guitar. Yeah. This. That's your guitar.
That's insane. Wow. I've got a proposition. I'm going to stand by it.
Okay.
The proposition is, I can't remember the guy's name because I've actually got a couple of nice guitars myself. What I'm thinking I might do, and if you're on board with it as well, there's a caller. I can't remember his name, but him and his brother, this was on maybe episode 4 or 5 around that time. Him and his brother, I think, had some sort of disability.
Oh,
and,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, his name was Tom, and his brother got brain damage, and they used to be in a band together. This is maybe 15 years ago. His brother got brain damage and never... played guitar again. And then after listening to the podcast, he started talking to his brother about the band, and his brother picked up the guitar for the first time in, like, I can't remember what it was, 10, 15 years, and started playing again.
Yes, yeah, I remember it, and yeah, it was inspiring. It was awesome. So my proposition was, just because I love that caller, and as much as I love this Yamaha guitar, I think it can go to a better tone. Now, from memory, they're from England.
He's from the UK, that's right, yeah.
My proposition is, I'd like to donate it to Tom and his brother if you'll cover the postage. Man. And it's the world's fastest guitar, so it surely won't take that long to get
there. It'll get to him by tomorrow. Matt, this is the nicest thing I've ever... Man, I've worked in radio for like 15 years, giving away prizes and stuff. and I've never heard anybody go, I'll pass my prize on and pay it forward. Man, you're such a legend. He's going to be made up by that.
As soon as I heard, when you put out that episode, and I heard him the email, he went back, and I thought, I think I've got a couple of raffle tickets in there. And from that episode, I thought, if I win it, I'm going to send it that way. As long as you cover the postage, that was the only terms and conditions.
All right, Matt, leave it with me. This is the loveliest thing in Yamaha prize-giving history. I'm sure the folks at Yamaha will be so proud of you. I'll try. My job is to get onto Tom, pay the shipping price. Where are you in Australia anyway? How much would it cost?
I'm in Newcastle.
Newcastle, all right. So it should be just a couple more bucks, I think, from Newcastle to the UK. And then... Tom and his brother can jam away on the world's fastest guitar. Matt, you're a legend. Thank you so much, man, for taking the call. I'll make sure it gets to Tom.
No worries. Tell him I said hi. And I can't wait to hear this on the episode. Thanks so much, Jack. And thanks for a great series. It's really been awesome. So.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, thank you for all your support and for taking my call. Have a great day.
Cheers, man. See you, Jack.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay. I didn't expect that. Yeah, Tom, this guy Tom, he sent me the loveliest email. I'm going to pull it up now. Okay, I've gone away, pulled up Tom's email. Unfortunately, Tom hasn't got his phone number at the bottom of his email. He's not one of those signature guys who's just freewheeling his phone number out to people. And it'll be 6:30 a.m. in the UK on a Sunday morning. So unlikely. I'll send him an email now, try and get his phone number. But, it would be huge if in the next 3 hours he wrote back with his phone number. But let me just go over Tom's email once again, because this was so cool. This is my highlight of the series as well. We were talking about high school bands. I was telling people about the band I was in called Last Chance in year 10. We were a punk band. We played two gigs. First gig, we opened to nobody. We had to be playing while the doors of the Kew High School Renaissance Theatre were opening and letting people in. So we did two songs to nobody. And I was asking for other people's stories about being in high school bands. Tom Taylor. Jack, I was in my brother's originals band for several years, which started in high school. We both went to Barton Court Grammar School in Canterbury in the UK. And he said, that sounds posher than it is. At school, my brother Matt was often referred to as arty and different, and he decided to start and front his own self-styled band called Angel Spider. He was not much of a guitarist and even less of a singer, but immensely enthusiastic. I'm 3 years younger, was having guitar lessons at school and starting to get reasonable, so I suppose that's why he asked me to join the band. His musical inspiration was primarily Nirvana and other grunge bands from that era, as well as Smashing Pumpkins. At the time, around 1999, that music was pretty unpopular in our school. However, we debuted at the school talent show an original song called Embryo. It was basically a three-power chord grunge song with screaming vocals, Matt with his long greasy hair and makeup, and a mic drop with pretend collapse at the end of the performance, and the guitar screaming with feedback afterwards for good measure. I'm pleased to say we captured this all on VHS. Tom says, although I was a little mortified at the time, looking back, I'm really glad I played with him. He sadly got a brain abscess a few years later, which left him disabled. He still loves music, but he doesn't work and wouldn't be able to play now. It's funny how much we take things for granted. And at the time, I didn't think much of it. But as I say, I'm really glad I played with him when I could. Keep up the great work with the podcast and the breakfast show. All the best, Tom. So I read Tom's email out on the show and I wrote back to Tom and said, you know, your short email was able to take me on this emotional roller coaster, man, because it's such a heartbreaking story. But I'm glad you have those memories that you have with your brother. You know, you're making me think of my own relationship with my brother, with my siblings. And I'm glad that you have that time and that you can remember it. And thank you for sharing your story on the show. Tom wrote back and said, hey, Jack, just got a chance to listen to the pod from this Sunday. Thanks for including my email. I'm sure Matt will be delighted to hear his song and band being talked about all these years later. So that was August 4th. We were a couple of months into the podcast. I'd read Tom's email out on the show. And then a week later, he sent me this out of the blue. Hey, man, I wanted to share this. I told Maddie about the podcast mention, which he absolutely loved. We got in a long discussion about the band and the song, and then this happened. See attached. And he's got a photo of his brother Matt picking up the acoustic guitar in the backyard of their house. Tom says, after 20 years and two major brain operations, he could still bloody remember how to play the song Embryo that we played at the talent show. This is the first time I've seen him touch a guitar in all that time, and we've all tried to encourage him to play. A real breakthrough moment. So thank you, Tom. And this photo of his brother, I mean, this is amazing, Tom. I mean, I said at the time, I've read this story on the show before, so people who have listened to every episode would have heard this before, but it was a real highlight and a sweet moment for me. And when I look back at the podcast, I never expected to get an email like this, like the one I did from you, Tom. So I guess that only leaves us with me getting in contact with Tom as quickly as I can, maybe before the end of the day when the podcast is released. Thank you so much to Matt Cross in Newcastle, who is gifting the world's fastest guitar on to Tom in the UK. I think this is such a sweet moment. The people who listen to this show have just been legends the whole way through. I thank everybody who contacted the show at jackieredstudios@gmail.com and for supporting the pod. But seriously, there was moments like this in the series that I really didn't expect to get. And I'm so glad that I made the connections that I did with people, which was surprising for me, and it's not what I expected when setting up the podcast. So congratulations to Tom Taylor and his brother Matt Taylor. I hope we can figure it out. I'm sure we'll be able to figure it out. The Yamaha, the world's fastest guitar, will be packed away this week and sent over to the UK. Thank you to Matt Cross for his generosity. Thank you to Tom for his original email, and to Matt, best wishes, guys. And of course, thank you to Yamaha, who gave us the guitar when I actually couldn't even prove that the podcast was popular yet. You know, we were only a few weeks old when I asked them if they would put up a prize for the podcast. So thank you for taking a risk, Yamaha, and I'm sure they'll agree that it's really going to a great home. So jam fast and hard, Tom and Maddie, and I guess for the last time in the series, I'll play this. And that brings us to the end of the very first season of Jackie Road Studios. We will be back in some way, shape or form in the new year with phase two of the podcast. I want it to look and sound a little different to it is. I want the format to change, but there will be definitely some elements that I've really enjoyed doing in this series of the podcast that I'll carry into next year. Thank you to everybody who listened to the show and supported the show, who gave feedback on iTunes, and especially who took the time to send me an email. I'm personally not the type of person who, even though I love podcasts and love shows, actually sits down and takes the time to write into my favorite shows. So for the people who did bother to do that, I really appreciate that, and thank you. And please send me one last one to see me off into the night, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. I want to say thank you to everybody who helped in some way, shape or form in the podcast. I hope I have remembered everybody, but going right back to Jeremy Eden, who helped me color the artwork for the original podcast artwork that is still the podcast artwork today. Of course, Michael Fafoglia, who did a lot of the mixes, especially for the punk songs. He came on board for the British India song and wowed me with how he changed that from what I had into what it became. And he did a lot more songs throughout the season. And Kai Smith as well, who drummed on any of the songs you hear that have drums that aren't loops. That is Kai Smith drumming on those. Check out Kai's YouTube channel for awesome compilations he does. He'll do full discographies of band songs and play 4 seconds of the song before moving into the next one. They're awesome. Adam Heath, who is a guitarist we used on the Hamish Blake-inspired song, the Work Experience song. He did the awesome guitar lick at the front end of that. Aaron Shembri, who did the awesome guitar solo in the Simpsons song. To all the backing vocalists who became the crowd vocals in My New Voice, thank you. And thank you to all the artists who wrote in on email. And I've still got a long list of you who want to feature on songs in some way, shape, or form. I would have loved to use people more. It was my own failings that I didn't, because I was so often going right down to the wire to get the songs finished. I didn't have the luxury of time to send music out, get people to add guitar, bass, drums. I've even got saxophones on there, trumpets. So everybody in that list, if there's some sort of phase two where we have more time to actually work on the songs after they're written, I would love to use people more in the phase two of the podcast. To Nick Sweetman, who I mentioned earlier in the episode, who did some mixing on a couple of bits and pieces, especially that last song, The Protégé. To Sam Williamson, who's a great video editor who helped me make the lyrics videos to some of the songs during the season. And to George Martin, who he edited the clips together and the YouTube videos. George, you can hear his podcast. He works with the Daily Talk Show boys, Josh and Tommy, who are on episode 3 of the podcast. George has his own podcast called Hump Day Replay, which I highly recommend. He was great help making those clips and the YouTube videos for this podcast. To Jacob DePluy, I hope I'm saying that right, Jacob. Jacob reached out from Apple when he heard me that I was talking about Logic and using Logic to make all the songs. He reached out and gave me a one-on-one tutorial with how to use Logic, and he was super supportive of what I was doing with the podcast. So thank you to Jacob. To people like Radio Mike, Hamish and Andy, Christian, who were super supportive of the show from the very start and gave me feedback along the way, but really encouraged me to do it. I've mentioned Mike a bunch on the show, but we've got a band together called Release the Sounds. If you look us up, Release the Sounds on YouTube or the streaming services, you can hear our music there, or you can listen to Mike's podcast, 20th Century Boy, or just search Radio Mike on Instagram. He's got so many podcasts now, it's hard to keep track of. And to Christian and Hamish and Andy as well for being so supportive. And my lovely mum as well. Mum listened to every episode pretty much as soon as they dropped and would send me messages back about what she thought of them. So thank you to Mum. And of course, thank you, Bianca. I wasn't kidding when I said she was a huge input into the show. Not with just trying to wrangle me when I threw all the toys out of the cot on a week where I felt like I couldn't get the song finished in time, but just her input into songs and helping me craft them and giving me little ideas and areas to navigate into. I still believe I did the heavy lifting, but she was very helpful and she's not here anymore to be able to rebut that. Thank you to everybody again. Please join me for Jackie Road Studios Phase 2 in the new year. I'll have more details when they come. Sorry again about the vinyl. It just wasn't to be this time around, but who knows what the future will hold and we'll be able to make something out of it. But all the songs are on the streaming services and they will be re-uploaded soon with a little bit of extra mixing and a little bit of magic everywhere. But you can hear all the songs right now on YouTube or on any of the streaming services. Thanks for joining me on Jackie Road Studios. See you later.
Well, Jackie Road, it is now closed until the next episode. So here's an outro for Jackie's show, so Andrew knows that it's the end of the podcast.
Jackie Road Studios is a way of life.